You're listening to Get Uncomfortable with your host. I am Stacy Cross, and here is a word from my sponsor.
Cut out the negative people. Look, you need to make a list of your friends, family, okay, extended family and direct family, people you're living with, the people you work with, employees, even clients, and look at who you need to cut out. There is no way everyone in your life is actually good for you. Cut out the negative people. I have a little sign here that says, no negativity allowed here. It's a policy. It's saying, look, it's not tolerated. So if I got a cousin, an uncle, an aunt, my mom, my dad, my spouse, my kids, an employee, a customer that's being negative, I'm like, here's the warning, pal. Maybe I need to sit down and have a talk with them. I remember this girl that used to come to our parties. And her name started with an M. And she came to the parties, and I told my wife, I'm like, you need to take her off the list. She's negative. Get rid of negative people. Well, Grant, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Okay, so what are you going to do? You going to pay the price? Negative people are contagious, just like positive people are contagious. Why are you going to get in a mastermind group, spend time, energy, and money surrounding yourself with a mastermind group of positive people, and then going out and getting great partners, and then spending time eating the right food, staying away from sugars, drinking a lot of water, doing the right things, and reading a book each week, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, oh, Mr. John over here is contaminated, negativity, radioactive. He literally puts out such a bad vibe, you can feel him before he walks in the room. Look, folks, you got to make some decisions. You need to reach up, not sideways and not down, and you need to not tolerate the negativity. It will kill you. It will kill your business. It will kill your dreams. But first, it's going to kill your motivation. One of the first things I'll do when I'm not feeling energized is look for who's trying to rob my energy, steal from me like a thief. Cut the negative people out.
You heard it first, ladies and gentlemen. That was Grant Cardone. You could reach out to Grant Cardone, grantcardone.com. I am Stacy Cross. You're listening to Get Uncomfortable. I wanted to start it off with some positive things. And the positive things that I want to start it off with today is my mentor saying, cut out negative people. That's number one. So what did I do in my life to make this happen? I lost a lot of friends. You know, my phone book decreased. I had to tell people, hey, listen, or I just had to not be around the negative people. In the beginning, it's hard because you are the negative person and you're trying to cut out negative people just like yourself. And then you have to acknowledge that, be conscious of it and say, hey, listen, I'm probably the negative person here. I'm the one that I need to cut out. So I need to cut it out of myself first, and then I could start assessing the negativity around me. Another thing that I've done was turn off the TV. Okay, I turned off the TV. More specifically, I shut down the news. I don't want negativity to be pushed in my universe, to be force-fed in my universe. So what did I do? I stopped watching reality TV. What does that have to do with my life? It's not reality. It's not in my universe. I shut it off. You know you used to watch The Bad Girls Club. You know you used to watch Real World. You know you used to watch all of those things on VH1, Real Housewives of freaking Ecuador. It's not good. It's not good TV. All right. So now I control the box. It doesn't control me. If I want to watch a movie, I know specifically what movie I want to watch. I cut my TV down into micro time right now. It's usually only 30 minutes before I go to bed, and it's usually cartoons. I watch a lot of Adult Swim. That's all I watch, go to bed, boom, I wake up with infomercials on, and then I'm like, what the hell? The TV's been on all night. So what? But at the end of the day, I haven't watched the news in at least a year. I just want a year, year and a half. I used to have it on CNN thinking I was one of the top 5 percenters that watch CNN every morning until CNN became so redundant with the negativity. CNBC, even when you're watching about stocks and bonds and futures, they're cutting across to what happened in your local area when someone got shot or there was a mass killing or someone died or someone kicked their dog or someone's, you know, it's too much negativity and it's overloading your mainframe. So the things you need to do, action step, Number one for comfort killers is to control the box. Control what you put into your eyes, put into your mind, put into your ears. And like Grant said, it could be your family. And I know it sucks. Oh, that's my mom. I can't cut off my mom. But yes, you can. She either has to control how she speaks about around you, what she talks about, or you have to control the situation. Limit the time. Limit what you talk about. Cut the conversation. Tell her you're too negative. It might be a friend. Oh, I've been friends with Bobby since we were in kindergarten. You know what? You probably need new friends. And that's the thing, my friends. It's to get uncomfortable enough to say how you feel. To understand that what you're doing doesn't align with your journey, with the scope. Doesn't go together. It doesn't fit in the same box. So you're going to have to eliminate it, ignore it, get rid of it, whatever you have to do, but you have to remain positive. Because there's going to be a lot of people that tell you that you can't do what you think or know you could do. They're going to say your idea sucks. That's too hard. It's going to cost too much money. You can't afford that. You're not strong enough. You're not skilled enough. You don't have the right degree. They're going to tell you all sorts of things to get you off your game. And they don't even know why they're doing it. They're doing it because they can't do it. So they're putting their own emotions on you. So you're going to have to cut it off. The crowd that you're hanging with, you're going to have to cut them off. It's going to be some type of uncomfortable movement, but you're going to have to do it. Suppose your kids are negative. You have to train them. Hey, kitty, no negativity allowed. This is a policy in the home. If I catch you saying negative things, things like, I can't do that, I don't want to do this, I am not here, then you're going to have to figure out and deal with it in ways that are legal. Hey, here's the thing. I am Stacy Cross. I want to thank everyone that took the time to add themselves to subscribe to our list. My mailing list is called The Comfort Killers Worldwide because I've seen Peru on the list. I've seen Ecuador on the list, right? I've seen South America, US, of course, Australia. There are people from all over the world that want to get uncomfortable. And I want to thank you guys for taking the first step in this uncomfortable lifestyle. Because it's, you know, when people are saying, oh my God, who's Stacy Cross? Why are you even listening to her? Listen, at the end of the day, if someone's spitting that knowledge, if someone's teaching you, if someone's trying to help and assist you, you listen to them. Okay, I'm not on here saying I'm the Tony Robbins of this lifestyle, but I am bigger than Tony Robbins of this lifestyle. This is how I feel about myself. And you should feel about yourself the same exact way. My goal, my intent in my life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. And I do that through my own values, my own experience, and my own journey. I want people to think better. Act better and live better. I want people to start their own business. I want people to get the most out of their career, get the most out of their life. Don't stop at the first sign of hardship. Don't stop at the first sign of obstacles. Okay? I want people to jump over hurdles in life. I want people to experience this life to the fullest potential and take responsibility. When I say take responsibility, that is the first and foremost. That's the first thing that we have to do. And you took responsibility by adding yourself to the Comfort Killers Worldwide mailing list. And what I plan to do on the mailing list is, of course, recap my week, recap what's going on. It's really an open journal. I sent out 2 feeds already. I'm going to make that automatic. I'm trying to build this business so I could show you how I built the business. I want to build the business so I can show you how I ended up getting that many people on a mailing list. I want to teach it to you all. I want to show people the practical steps they need in life. Okay? Because you know what? Listen, I'm no saint. I'm no superstar. I decided to change. I committed to that. It's now my duty and obligation. I walk a different path. I'm so conscious. I'm so open to the world. I discern things a lot quicker. I'm able to read people faster than I ever can. I know that conversations don't help me and I leave them. This is the way I want you to act. I want you to speed walk into wherever you're going. Okay? So, I really was trying to figure out what the topic of this show is today. And I'm not using that mic that I purchased at Sam Ash, by the way. It's in a bag already. It's in the closet. I need to take it out of the closet. I had something on my mind. I'm just going to go. Okay? I'm just going to go. I can't have time hooking it up. I can't do that right now. So I apologize if the sound quality ain't as good as it was the time when I purchased the mic. It'll be on. Definitely. I'll definitely take that thing out of the closet. But when I have to go, I have to go. See, people want everything perfect. See, that's the thing. I am a perfectionist at heart. But I realized that I'm just wasting time trying to make something perfect when I could just go and fix it later. Hey, States, you know, I fumbled across this whole thing. Next time, don't. Okay, fine, done. See, this podcast, this show in particular, I wanted to talk about taking accountability and responsibility for your life, for your actions. No one owes you shit. No one could create a job for you. You create it yourself. So I had an employee of mine come up and says, "Hey, Stace, I've been putting in applications. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting the job that I really want to follow my passion." Me personally, I'm like, follow the money, but let's stick with following the passion. And we're going to get into all of these dedicated topics in our courses. So that's a plug. I will be putting out courses. These courses will be it's going to be a membership program. And courses will be dropped in there every week. Something practical, something useful. We'll workbooks and study guides and tests and things like that. It's going to be great. It's a different form of education. It's real life. So this gentleman says, "Hey, Stace, I've been putting in applications. I don't know. I'm not getting any response. I'm getting that fake template that says, thank you for your application. It is being reviewed." And then 4 weeks later, "Thank you so much for applying. We went with another candidate." No one likes that. No one likes that. I'd rather be told to my face. I don't want to open an email and see that I didn't get a position somewhere. That's so cowardly of a company to do, right? But when you have mass amounts of people putting in applications that probably are more qualified than you, you don't know. You can't test the market. You can't control that. I want to control the situation. I said, "Hey, listen, you need to control the situation." "Stace, how do I control the situation?" "Go to the goddamn company. Go to the facility. Go to the company. Seek out the person that makes the decisions. Hand them a portfolio. Hand them the resume. Talk to them, her, him. Okay? You need to do things differently than everyone, than the masses are doing, right? If you're just following the protocol, if you're following a protocol, then you're just like everyone else. And you have to sit and wait like everyone else. And you're sitting hoping and waiting like everyone else. What you need to do is get up off your ass. See, action is a thing that's uncomfortable. But I don't know who to ask for. Me either. That's why you go ask for, "Hey, who's in control? Who's the head of this department?" You know, I saw an ad out. Jump on LinkedIn. Send a message. I don't care if you need to make a LinkedIn profile to just find the person. But you have to do things that are outside the parameters of what the average is doing. All average people, they're going to put in the application. They're going to sit there. They're going to check their email every day. And then they're going to be like, "There's no jobs." Of course there's no jobs. You didn't go out there and create the job. So ladies and gentlemen, you have to take responsibility for the next steps in your life. You have to commit. You have to decide. You have to take responsibility. This is how you get uncomfortable. And this is Get Uncomfortable with your host. I am Stacey Cross. The time on my watch right now is 07:56. The date, March 7th, 2016. In my last podcast, I think I did my last podcast maybe a couple days ago, I said 2015. Siobhan said, "Aren't you going to go change that?" I said, "Hell yeah." But then I didn't change it. You know why? Whatever. You know, If I were a perfectionist, the podcast still wouldn't have come out. That's how it is. Baby, we got to just take these risks in life for what we believe in, for what we want, for what we desire, for what we know is rightfully ours. We have to stand up and we have to take these risks and we have to get it done. We have to get up, get out, and get it done. I love all of you equally, but I love some of you more because you have chosen to sign up to the mailing list, the Comfort Killers worldwide mailing list. And I appreciate that. And I love you a little bit more than just people that are listening. I do. I really do. Stand by because there's going to be some great treats coming. I'm going to have some guests. I'm working right now on a fitness piece of this get uncomfortable lifestyle. I signed myself up for the best gym I know there is. And that's right up the block. And I'm going to work on my own fitness so I could lose the pounds, shed, get to this new me, and then I'll tell you how I did it. And I have no shame in my game telling you exactly how I did it. But first I have to do it. And that's the value in my experience. Enjoy your day. Go out there and be great and remain uncomfortable.